Hi, Monica.
Hi, Sierra. So I was looking over your requirements, and you're missing a couple of things. So I see that you started the I-9W-4, but it's not complete yet. So if you can just go back in there and complete it. You're also missing...
That's crazy, because when I was trying to submit it, right,
mm-hmm.
it says that I signed it and things like that, but when I tried, when it says upload it, the signature wasn't there. I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe try, are you using like a phone or your laptop or a tablet?
No, using a phone. Is it a way that I can fill out the form, like in a PDF or... Like if you send me a blank form and then I can email it back to you?
No, the thing is that everything has to be done electronically.
Okay.
Yeah. Using the links, because then we do a process and then they do another process with the form. So everything has to be in with the link.
Wait, let me put my headphones in. It's kind of difficult for me to hear you. Hold on one second.
Sure.
You're saying?
So everything has to be done within the link. So the I-9W-4 has to be done with using that link that I sent you.
Yeah. What if people have trouble with it? Like, you know how when you come into, like, usually when you do startup paperwork and stuff like that, it's on paper. So I'm, like, not even familiar with this, all this electronic stuff.
Go into the office mm-hmm. directly and they can help you. We have an office in Philadelphia. I can send you the address if you want to go personally and somebody can help you there.
Well, I don't need help with that. I just need to be able to send, I need to basically do the form and sign it and be able to send it back. Like, I know I can do it from home if it was on a PDF. Like, when I actually go to the IRS's website, I was able to pull up the form last night, and the difficulties I was having with your form versus what I was able to do with that form, it seemed like it was working smoothly. Like, I think the app or whatever you guys are using, it was giving me some type of trouble.
I don't know. Maybe you want to try, like, a tablet? Maybe we haven't had any issues with the form. Other caregivers have completed it, and everything is submitted here.
Right, what's the backup process? If somebody's having difficulty with filling out the forms and stuff like that, do you guys have a backup where, like, they can still do it electronically but send it to you via email? So it could still be done electronically, but it could be sent via email. You can upload, because it says that there's an option to upload the document, and that's what I was trying to do, but somehow, I don't know. That's why I asked you. I was like, is there any problems with this? How I did it, because it was giving me trouble. Yeah, so do you guys have, like, a way for me to fill out the form, and then I can just email you, and then that way it'll still be electronic, and you can upload it somehow, because I have my passport, everything. Everything is all connected. I can send you a picture, another picture.
I mean, not that I'm aware of. I would have to ask and see. The only other option that we have is, like I said, to go in person, and somebody from the office can help you.
No, that's not, yeah, I'm not looking to do that because I don't think it's like a user, I don't know what's going on. I'm just looking to fill it out and email it because I do these types of IRS forms frequently. So they have the form online for everybody to use. It's just, you know, being able to send it to you.
Like I said, let me check in because I've never had anyone do that. I have to check in and see if we can accept it. If there's any way that I can upload it on my end, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a way for you to upload it, I'm sure, since you're an administrator on that end. Since they asked me if I could upload it, I'm sure you could. But, yeah, if you would let me know, was there anything else missing?
Yes, so you're also missing your two-year residency proof. Have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yep.
Perfect. So you would have maybe like an old expired ID or a pay stub, a bank statement, anything?
Oh, I can take a picture of an old ID and I can email it to you.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. You can just send it over text, whatever's easier.
Yeah, I was trying to be secure with my personal data. So I guess I'm old school compared to the people who you deal with. Yeah, I want to be more secure, so I'll send it through email. Because text messages these days, I've been, you know, we get so many scam messages. I don't want anybody to intercept my personal information.
Of course, I understand.
Thank you for understanding. What else?
You're welcome, Sierra. Now, the only other thing is the TB test, which you're going to get done, right?
Yeah, well, I've already completed the test. I'm waiting on the results.
You get it tomorrow? Is that what you told me before?
I'm not sure. They didn't say it will be tomorrow, but I'm hopeful that it'll be tomorrow. And yeah.
Okay. I mean, just keep me posted on that. If you get it tomorrow, if you get it on when it's on Monday, just send me a picture of the results. You can send it via email if you like. Did I send you my email before?
Yes, you did. You sent it to me via text earlier, so
okay.
I do have that. Now,
oh,
I do have a question. Once these things are complete, like, how soon can I get started? Like, what else needs to be done to get started?
It depends on what's going on with the case itself. I'm not in charge of the case. I don't know, like, what the process is to get you started. But basically, once we get the authorization from the insurance, that's when we can get you started. So the person who would have more information on the case would probably be the enrollment coordinator.
Could you ask the enrollment coordinator what the process is, or have that person call me?
Sure. You actually spoke with her not too long ago, I believe.
Who?
Allison.
Oh, Allison is the enrollment coordinator,
yes.
So she knows how long it will take for everything
to
go through.
Yeah, she's involved with the whole process because it's an enrollment case right now, so she's involved with the entire process of what's going on with the case.
What does that mean, that it's an enrollment case?
It's basically just that you're getting, like, the patient doesn't have, I think, the insurance, or they need some sort of insurance assistance, and she's trying to get the case over to get a qualified insurance to get over, to get the hours approved by that insurance.
Okay. All right, so I did call Allison earlier today. I called her probably around 11:30-ish, 11:45. I still haven't received a phone call back. Do you connect with her? Do you? Yeah, I called her. So, yeah, that would be a return phone call back because she had reached out to me and I was responding to her via telephone call. Do you connect with her throughout the day? Could you tell her to give me a call, please?
Yeah, I can.
So that we can resolve the rest. Yeah, so basically I'm trying to get everything resolved, and I know she doesn't stay as late as the people in the Philly office, too, so that's another factor. Could you reach out to her, ask her to call me? I have another something going on, so I don't have too much of a window. So.
Yeah, of course, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and send her a message to give you a call, okay?
Awesome. So that's regarding the case that you said. You said, like, the enrollment part of the case. Is that
right?
That's what that involves. Okay. So for you, you said you're going to follow up with me and let me know about sending you the W4 form and I-9 form?
Yes, I have to follow up with you on that.
Well, actually, it's just the I-9 form, right?
Well, be the W-4 form as well.
Well, I did that already. It's already complete. That's why I'm trying to make sure I understand. My apologies, I'm driving. So I'm trying to get this, I'm about to take some notes on what you need from me.
So the W-4 form on our end is just like, it's blank. Nothing is filled out.
Oh, you know what? This is, it's a mistake. I don't know why it's doing this. That's crazy. I filled out the form. It shouldn't be blank. Do you see my name or anything on it?
Nothing. And actually,
oh, okay.
Blank.
That's why. Oh, my goodness, Monica, I wish you would have told me you were looking at a blank form.
I'm sorry?
I said, I wish you would have told me you were looking at a blank form.
I filled
it all out, and I uploaded it. I don't know why it wouldn't.
I got your passport. With these forms, but nothing.
That's so weird.
Oh, wait
the
a second. There's another. Sense. Hold on. There's another form down here. Let me see what this is. Okay, wait, no. Now there's another form, and it does have your name, address. So it's like, you, yeah, so the second set of forms that I see here, it's weird because it's on the same document. But the second set of forms, I do see here you filled out your name, your address. It doesn't say, like, if you declare yourself single, married, or head of household. It says here there's no dependents. I'm not sure if you have any, but there's nothing showing up here. And then on the I-9, you put in the information, like your name, address, social, but there's no, it doesn't say like you're a U.S. citizen, a lawful permanent resident, nothing. Nothing else is on that form, and it's not signed. And then I have your passport, and that's it. Hello?
Oh, my apologies. I'm Sarah? Sitting here talking to you, and I had my myself muted by accident.
It's
my
okay.
Apologies. Yeah, so the W-4 form, now I know what the disconnect is. Somehow when I was doing the I-9 and the W-4 form, it was some of the fields were disappearing off of the, like, the form when I downloaded it. And I saw that my signature was missing from the I-9 form. So that's the one that still needs to be complete. No, I don't have any dependents or anything. So the W-4 form is complete.
Okay, but I don't have your
signature. I just got to fix
the W-4 form.
You don't have the signature on the W-4 either?
No.
Yeah, that's why we have to do it another way, because it's not allowing for me to it's not doing it. So that's why I said I need to be able to submit a via PDF. That might work, because that form was giving me so much problem. I tried it multiple times, so yeah, I'll try it again.
On that, okay, and then I'll leave a message for Allison to reach out to you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're
for your
welcome.
Help today, Monica.
My pleasure.
But on your end, once I'm done the I-9 form, and I'm pretty much done. I think that was it, right? The I-9 form, and what else?
I sent you a text with the items that you're missing. So it's the I-9.
Awesome. Thank you.
Your proof and your TB test.
Oh, and my TB test, right. Thank you so much, Monica. I wasn't able to write, drive and trying to take notes is not good.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. All right, yeah. Sarah, have a good one. Okay,
have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.